Hey Beyonders, it's Peter here. It's been a while, so I wanted to put out an episode, and this is going to be a re-release of episode 25. Way back in 2016, right before Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows came out into theaters. Ryan and Justin joined me and Evan to talk all things Ninja Turtles, and this is in preparation for the new movie Mutant Mayhem that's coming out August 3rd. Enjoy the podcast.
Pew 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 pew. Turtle power.
Yeah!
I can't believe you guys all leave me hanging.
That was you amazing.
Did so well.
I didn't realize we were all doing it together.
I thought everybody wanted to.
It's always a group activity on this.
Restart.
You guys are a great group.
Too late. We already started. So,
okay.
Welcome, Beyonders, to a very special edition of B Movies and Beyond, where normally we talk about movies we've seen and then spoil one next week. But this time we're going to talk about one, I guess, franchise. And then we're going to spoil a movie from that franchise that's going to be new. And it's going to be awesome. I'm Peter. And with me, as always, is
Evan. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
I like that intro.
That's a good intro.
Every time I hear that, I always think of the Wayne's World thing.
That's what I was thinking. So, if you haven't noticed, we actually have two extra guests with us. We have returning Ryan, since he has the peace sign up already.
Two?
Yeah, two.
Can I introduce Justin because he's done it too? Or you introduce him?
What? Well, no, you just did it, so way to take my thunder.
Hey, Justin. How
yeah,
you doing?
Hey, Ryan.
So we got Ryan and Justin with us.
Oh, man.
Hey, guys. And why they're here is because they're probably two of the biggest fans that I know of this franchise. So we're going to be talking about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
If you didn't see that one coming.
Yeah.
So. What? Well, if you didn't know it from the beginning, the intro.
The turtle power.
And I don't get to talk about Star Wars this round.
You'll find not? A way.
I'm sure you will.
You'll
if you already did right there. Congratulations.
It fits in.
It always does. I'm sure you can
the
make it
relate. The Technodome sort of looks like the Death Star.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good correlation.
We're talking about the movies, Justin.
New movie, but, though.
No, we're not talking about that yet, Peter.
Okay, well, all right, fine. Jeez. I'm having a hard time now that this isn't a complete circle, so I have to like keep on moving back and forth to each person.
A complete circle.
It is.
Well, it's an oval, so
it's like a turtle
what,
show.
Do you want to move?
Ooh,
oh, yeah. Man. Wax on
that
myself.
Deep.
That's what my table looks like, a turtle shell. Oh, man, I want to paint it now.
Can we wait till after the podcast?
Okay, all right. Well, let's focus in, idea. Guys, all right? Let's get to our chi and focus.
And plus, if you paint the table like that, you'd have to wax it.
Hey, what did I just say? I said we're going to focus.
Turtle wax. Man.
I know, I got it. I got
Are you
it.
Sure?
Yes.
It helps for surfboards, too.
Yeah.
Which turtles use. Just saying.
Obviously.
So either this would be a really great episode or it's going to be really bad because we can't get on topic right now and just talk about tables and turtle wax.
It could be worse.
In the first movie, they show off some turtle wax.
They
do, actually, yeah.
That's supposed to be a bigger joke, but they cut it out.
Yep. Well, little kids don't get that in 1990.
I got it now, though. It's very old.
Remember, Ryan, what we talked about earlier, you need to get up on the mic.
Yeah. On the microphone.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
All right.
Is that when the first one came out, 1990?
Yeah.
It was 1990.
Yeah.
Like, and then exactly 1990?
1990. And then the next one was only a year later, 1991. Can you believe that shit?
1991?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I was just like, when I read that, I was very impressed because you don't get that now, you know? You got to wait several years. Can you imagine?
Yeah, that is true.
1 year and then you get your next installment of that franchise.
Well, with how big it was, I mean, the cartoon was in 87.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people were already firm fans by then.
Well, kind of, but that's
why.
How
old were you when it came out?
Oh, I was only five.
See?
Five.
Damn.
I loved it.
Yep.
What, you're only like six?
I know.
Why are you saying
I was so much more mature than you. I got the turtle wax joke.
I was so young when Raphael screamed out damn. I was like, oh shit, he said a cuss word.
Is that you almost wanted to run and tell your mom?
Yeah. He said damn.
He said damn, mom.
I was just saying
and
that.
And he says damn a lot in the first movie.
He does. Because that's all they can really say. All right, here's a good trivia. What's the other cuss word that he says?
Other than damn?
Yeah.
In the first movie?
Uh-huh.
Does he say shit?
I don't think they ever say shit.
I know it.
Do you know it?
Yep.
It's because I talked to you about it.
Yep.
What is it? It
has to be something stupid like ass.
No.
No.
No, I think they did say ass, but I think that Michelangelo said that, but go ahead, Evan.
Bitchin'.
Yeah, bitchin'.
Where they were surfing or skate throughing?
Is bitchin' really a bad word, though?
Skate throughing?
It kind of is.
Bitchin'.
Bitch is one of those words. It's in the curse words.
So is cowabunga, right. But still, no one gets that much flack for saying it.
So, one really cool thing about that movie is it was independently made, too. So it was a small studio, because none of the big studios wanted to take on the movie whatsoever.
Yep.
And when it came out, it basically said, fuck you to everybody else.
Yeah, well, they finally, like, New Line Cinema is the finally one that picked it up when they're doing the production of it.
Yeah, they picked it up.
And, yeah, they're a new production company, so.
And when the second one came around, other movies, production companies came in and wanted to buy it from them. And New Line's like, nope, I got it.
I wonder if they thought maybe, like, after that one, like, maybe we should have sold it for lots of money. Because I think the second one did fairly well, but then that third one just really lost it.
Well, the second one was all right, but it had to really tailor towards kids. They didn't even use their weapons in the second one.
I know, and that pissed me off.
That's true.
There are scenes, I watched it the other night.
Yep.
And literally, they had their weapons, but then, like, during their fight scenes, they were removed. Mm-hmm. Like, Donatello never had a staff. Leo never had his swords in there. Leo, I don't even think he draws his sword once. He, like, one time when he thinks he's going to get surrounded, he starts pulling it out, and then he just puts it right back in, and he's like, I'm going to fight with my hands.
Well, and I'm pretty sure Raphael's size are on the table a couple of scenes.
Yeah, like, he
like
never...
laying around.
They never take him out. And, like, I thought it was funny, the very first scene in The Secret of the Ooze is that, like, Michelangelo uses the sausage links.
Yeah.
They're like basically nunchucks to fight the Foot Clan.
Which is genius, though.
It is, yeah. We're not using weapons. We're using sausage links. So it's funny, and kids can see that. But, like, I don't understand. Why can't you just say that those are sausage links? Like, the real nunchucks.
I think they got it when they saw it. I mean, the kids that were watching it.
They probably thought it was. Like, I'm sure I was dumb. I was like, oh, he's using his nunchucks.
Donatello was fighting with the foam bat.
Yeah, at one point, yeah. He was pretending to be a clown, too.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I still have that same image in my head right now of him doing
where
that.
Where he's just rocking back and forth.
Yep.
You know, I think it was just like the E.T., like, censoring thing. They went through and
they
removed
took
all
out
the guns from E.T.
You know what they should do? They should re-release that movie and put the weapons back in.
I think they did. I think they actually went
extra
back.
Blood.
So.
No, well, they did that with E.T., but I'm talking about Secret of the Ooze. They should go and put weapons in their hands so it looks not so dumb. Like,
maybe it was a budget thing.
No, it was because from the first one, parents
thought... Too violent?
Yeah, they thought it was too violent, which I watched the first one, and compared to the remakes, it's not that violent.
It's not bad at all.
Yeah.
Well, dude, I mean, but think of when it was made, though.
I agree. But then I also think about other movies back then where, like, I'm seeing titties in, like, PG movies.
What PG movies have titties?
And that was, like, a little bit before.
Okay, maybe it was before.
Like, I mean, come on.
This is the 90s.
I just find it odd, though, that whole, like, all right, back then, like, in those really old and, like, you know, probably in the 70s before that, like, they were okay with showing certain things and, like, being kind of graphic. And then you get into, like, the 90s where everyone's, like, PC and, like, that's too violent and everything. And then you get back into the 2000s now and, like, no, you should just blow up shit and talk about turtles getting hard in their shells.
I just want to say that, like, for our listeners at home, Peter was definitely actually mimicking breasts when he was saying this. It's like, they can't see this. I want them to know.
As a six-year-old kid, I would have loved to seen April's titties. Just... throwing it out there.
Oh, God, that would have been amazing.
Yeah.
It would have been great.
yellow jumpsuit, no, but she didn't even have the yellow jumpsuit.
I mean, the first movie is pretty much flawless, but if you had that in it,
just the scene of titties,
that'd have been great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know why they didn't have the jumpsuit though?
No,
because that Judas Han or whatever, Hoag,
yeah,
Hoag, whatever,
Judy Hoag.
She didn't like the yellow.
She refused. She just thought, like, no, that's the dumbest thing. I cannot wear a yellow jumpsuit.
You know what though? I like it though. I like her originally the first couple ones without it.
Yeah, it makes it modern.
But then I wanted the new ones
to have it.
Megan Fox.
I wanted her to have it so bad.
You know, that
maybe I'd accept her.
I hate Megan Fox as April O'Neil, by the way.
Now, I gotta say, like, when you guys were growing up, did you ever want to skateboard in, like, the Foot Clan's
secret hideout? Dude, all the time. The first movie that...
And smoke cigarettes.
Yep.
And,
dude, did you see that on Airbnb? That you can rent cigarettes? That?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, where you can rent the layer?
Yeah.
It looks so awesome.
Giant. What?
It's like $10.
It's a new layer, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's from the new movie.
Oh. But they take out pieces from all the movies I saw. It looks awesome. Look it up. It's amazing.
I would do it.
Totally. I would so do the skateboarding thing down that. I would die. But, oh my God, it'd be so fun. It'd be a good way to go.
Yeah, that ramp looks so awesome. Or just skateboarding in the sewer.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, did you ever just go run around the sewers, though, when you were kids?
I did. Just drainage pipes.
Yeah, drainage pipes.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's a sewer to me.
Sure.
But I would run all the way up to, like, you know, our main street and be like, man, I'm a Ninja Turtle. I love the Ninja Turtles, man. Like, oh, jeez.
I remember for one Halloween, I actually was Leonardo.
Really?
Yep.
Did you have a real costume?
I kind of made it. But it's like I had the actual sword, and I remember
actual sword or the play sword.
It was a plastic sword.
Oh,
it was
okay, all right.
Little
dude, wait, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Who's your favorite Ninja Turtle? Was it?
That's how you end it.
No, for me it's Raphael. So,
but you had a
Ryan?
Leonardo sword.
Yeah.
Yeah,
my eyes had three pointy ends. I'd lose an eye.
Oh, you were allowed to have that. Your mom didn't give that. He'd have a sword, but not the size. Yeah.
Leonardo is mine.
Leonardo? All right.
Michelangelo.
I'm also a Leo man.
Really?
Woo!
Yeah.
There's too many Leo people here.
Yeah.
Me and Evan.
As a little kid, I was Raphael, but as an adult.
What changed,
towards
though?
Leo.
Why? Why, though? Do you feel
like
you're
the leader?
Leader
aspect.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Is that the same for you?
Yeah, absolutely.
See, for me, like, I just know I'm a natural born leader. But I like the goofballness, and so that's why I fall towards that, you know? I like someone that makes me laugh, so.
See, I like Raph because he's grumpy. That's how I feel after my naps.
See, but, so. There's a little Raph in all of
us. Yeah, I think Leo has always had that leader aspect, and every single time it's like they fuck up, and then they're like, sorry, Leo, you were right.
That's true.
Every single
time. They do that. But, okay.
Poor Donnie. No one has Donatello on their side.
Donatello sucks.
Sergio was here. He likes Donatello.
He was
Sergio
great in the
sucks.
Video games.
Yeah.
But so. You know what's funny, though? Like, we're kind of like, me and Ryan are kind of like Donatello because we love, like, technology and shit.
Yeah, but I don't like Donatello.
We don't want to be that nerdy guy.
Fuck that.
Just don't want to wear purple.
Okay. So. Here's some good trivia, though.
Uh-oh.
So, in... The song after the first Ninja Turtles movie, who do they say is the leader in that one? In that rap?
Master Splinter?
No.
Well, he is.
He's the master.
He taught them all. Yeah.
He's not the
master
leader of the team.
Master is a leader.
He's not the leader of the team.
It's Raphael.
Yeah, that's what they
said.
They
say Raphael.
Yeah, they fucked it up.
Shredder.
Did they?
Well, he's not the leader.
He's
you
a leader.
Even said it in every single movie. They always apologize, like, you're right, Leo.
Absolutely.
He's the leader of himself.
That's true, of his angry self.
So, fast forward to the fourth one where there is no team.
The remake?
Yeah. Sorry, the CGI one.
No. Because you can get confused with the CGI one.
Sorry, the 2007 CGI one.
That's the CGI one. Should we just refer to that as the cartoon one?
TMNT?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Cartoon one.
Yeah. Cartoon one.
Okay.
TMNT got it. Go.
Do you know about all these movies, Evan?
Somewhat.
So
there's movies. There's turtles in them.
Did you? How many?
And there's normally four.
How many Ninja Turtle movies are there?
Too many.
There are now six, right?
With this new one coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it would be seven with the CGI one.
No, that's number four.
Yeah, it's number four.
And then the Nickelodeon one.
Okay, well, see, is a fit. CGI one, I think, yeah. of Nickelodeon.
So that's why, yeah, we're calling that one the CGI one. TMNT is the cartoon CGI one.
It's too much pressure.
I know, I'm sorry. We're giving you so much knowledge right now.
My brain hurts.
This one is tough to talk about. We're just bouncing.
Dude, I think we need to, like, rein it in. But let's go with Ryan. What were you going to say?
What was I going to say? I was going to say that was a prime example where Leo was gone and there was no team.
Oh, TMNT?
Yeah. He was in Central America.
Yeah.
And Raphael was being a dickhead. And he was...
Big surprise.
Being a vigilante, whatever. But he was just being a dickhead. And there was no team. And when Leo came back, they're
like... abandoned his brothers to go rogue.
You were right. Again, Leo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that one.
That one was good.
Because like they had adult themes, but... I do have some issues with that movie because I just watched that too.
Well, let's back it up though.
Well,
before we get into it, we should go and start with the originals.
Well, we're already talking about those, so that's why we'll stay on topic.
Because
I mean, we really don't have to go in order. I mean, you know, everyone, I think they know
these movies exist.
Yes, but so
they're all B movies.
My issues with the whole like Raphael's being a vigilante.
Ooh, you're getting in on that,
yeah. Aren't all the turtles vigilantes?
You got this.
Vigilantes. Just,
there you go.
I like to say tays at the end.
Is a group of people vigilante? Is it the same thing?
Or is it vigilantes?
I'm just saying, is there like a different word when there's more than one person involved?
Like cacti or something?
I don't know.
A posse.
I don't know.
It could be a posse. Well, it's not teenage mutant vigilante turtles.
I know, but I'm just saying, though.
They're freaking ninjas.
Yeah, but because all of them are there, but what is the definition of that? They go and they're outside the law, and that's what they do. So now
they're obeying the law, but he went outside. Well, they're obeying their law from Master Splinter, what Master Splinter told them.
Okay,
all they know is what Splinter has told them growing up. So they have to go off of what he teach them.
So if a mutated rat tells you...
If he was your father, yes.
So
if your dad really tells you to go fight crime...
That's exactly what you do with your life.
You, yeah, okay.
But isn't that what Raphael was doing, though? He was still doing that while the rest got real jobs.
But Master Splinter always said, stick with your brothers. Be a team.
So that's why he was...
So him going rogue and going on and doing by himself.
That's where he's a vigilante.
But so was Leo, though, and Master Splinter sent him off.
He sent him off to be a better leader.
Yeah, and then he didn't return, though,
because
he's a
He's a teenager, and he needed to learn.
I hate you, Dad.
I find the whole, I was thinking about this today, the whole Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle thing, like, they're kind of, like, stuck in the whole, like, Simpsons and, like, South Park thing where, like, they cannot age.
That's because true. No, they're forever teenagers.
Because like they always say, they're always about like the 16, 17 year olds age, you know. And they just said that like Leo left for like at least 1 year, son. So he's at least 18 by then.
So he can vote now.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's becoming he's of less age. Of
well, think about it. In that movie, they have jobs and shit.
He's becoming more responsible.
He can have a job. He's becoming responsible.
Even 15, 14.
And they have ingenious jobs. Michelangelo?
They can lie.
You know, it's become... Yeah.
Michelangelo's job in that movie is awesome.
Yeah, he was
he's a party entertainer that's a turtle that has a fake turtle.
Yeah. You know, and that was another thing I was thinking about, since we're talking about that, was that, you know, I see a lot of crazy shit, and maybe it's nowadays, but I feel like if there's mutant turtles now, they could totally walk around, and I'd just be like, look at that weirdo. You know, I would not even care.
Remember the first one? What does Casey Jones call Raphael when he first meets him?
Freak.
I don't remember either.
That's terrible trivia, Justin.
Yeah, you
I was hoping
answer.
You guys would know.
The last
stuff.
The two new movies, if you look at the name and the title, they really keep the teenage part out of it, so it's just blatant.
They really
turtles.
Say the ninja, but they still added that teenager.
Yeah, what they did because people right now because
they're
like,
pissed
what
off.
The fuck is a ninja turtle? You know,
well, no, because all the diehard fans got pissed off and like you can't just name them ninja turtles. Or I think maybe they even wanted to call it just turtles or something. I don't know. It was
well,
dumb.
They really wanted to change a whole.
And
bunch
they wanted
of shit
to come from space.
Movie.
Well, they want us. They kind of do. If we really want,
let's if not you really want to get into the comic books, they kind of do. Yeah. If you follow, if you read the original series, but back on series, back back on topic.
Yeah,
the first movie.
All right,
pretty much a flawless movie except for the end.
Nope.
And Master Splinter's costume.
Nope.
I like Master Splinter in that movie. I think that's the best. I don't like his Splinter. Costume. Why?
I don't know. I just don't like it.
I mean, they couldn't do much with him because he couldn't really move around so much.
I feel like they could have done more with his costume.
No, well, that was the problem with him. I think they're on such a budget, they could not like afford to do more with that. And it also took multiple puppeteers to actually work him.
Yeah, three people.
So he couldn't do like
things. And Shredder, he sucks. His costume is the worst.
Oh, really? I love his costume. So, it's so purple.
To answer your Casey Jones quote, he called him Bogey.
There you go.
That's it? I feel like he called him multiple
times. No, it was, he was going off, but basically it was a little banter about hockey. But
the main thing what really pissed off Raphael, I just remembered, is because he called him Freak.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Wait, who said Freak? This guy. This guy.
And by this guy, he's pointing to Evan himself.
Evan pointed to Evan.
Yes, he is.
What has two thumbs is right? Me.
But that first movie, pretty much flawless the whole way.
I agree, and I think
it still holds up, man.
It does. I just watched that, and like it. I think what did it though is because they had the darker tone to it. You know,
well, if you watch the other movies, you can see flaws in their costumes. Like you can see like parts of where their head, where their costumes are coming apart.
Hey,
and you don't see that much in the first movie as you do in the second and the third one.
As much, but it's still there.
You can still see it, but it's not as bad and obvious.
One of the biggest things I had in that first movie, whenever they did like a side profile of Donatello, like his jaw was so, like you could tell it was just like this robot jaw because it was just such
big.
Yes, it's so big and it has this angle and like, I don't know why they did that, because I feel like none of the other turtles really had that. They just gave him this massive mouth. It's weird.
Donatello. The other ones looked okay, right?
Yeah, everyone else, but it was just Donatello. It was weird, but
Jay Leno was getting up there.
Maybe that was
so they're like, hey, we got to appeal to the people in New York.
Yeah. Maybe that was just part of his mutation. He just got a big-ass jaw. But I'm curious, though, since Evan was shaking his head, though. Evan, why is it not the best, or is it just because of the movie you're saying in general? We're saying like out of all the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movies, is it the best?
The first one?
Yes.
I like it the most, but I mean the one scene that always throws me off is just when they're hiding in the cabin. It's all like when Raph is injured. And it's like, that just...
Dude, what's wrong with that scene?
Down.
That's like the best fucking... That's like the best fucking scene in the whole movie.
Because like that's the middle section of the movie.
Yeah, slows down. There's no ninja fighting.
Dude, it's all about the dialogue and shit.
One at a time, please.
Oh, sorry. April O'Neil and Casey Jones finally get it together and get their banter going and get their sexual tension.
They find the turtle van. That's the beginning of the porn right there.
Oh, well, it came out.
This is a cult classic or a cult movie because there's a porn parody.
It was Leo who was injured.
No.
Raphael. It was Raphael.
It was Raphael.
Jeez, man. Yeah, oh, Leo stood by his side the whole time. I'm sorry.
I had to say, though, I love how I did not know this is a thing. When you have an injured turtle, I guess you're supposed to put him in a bathtub with water in it.
Duh.
On his side. So he can breathe still. Yeah. At first, when I forgot about there was water in there, I was like, dude, that is so messed up. Why didn't they put him on a bed? Why are they having a bathtub? That's the worst place ever.
He's a reptile. He needs to stay wet.
Yeah.
But they never showed
turtle
that.
Wax.
They didn't have like spray balls, so they're constantly spraying each other. Like, oh man, we gotta stay hydrated or moist with that. Like, it's the only time they have that where he's injured. He's in a bathtub with water.
Do you think the ninjas that ever fought him got salmonella?
Oh, man.
Some weird kind of like hand, foot, and mouth disease.
You mean the Foot Clan?
Yeah, the Foot Clan.
Okay.
Maybe that's why their name is the Foot.
No, do you want to know why their name is the Foot?
We all because
they got
this.
Their asses kicked.
Ryan knows.
Yes, I know. Sorry, microphone.
Go ahead.
Daredevil.
Because of the hand.
So,
yes.
Little origin story besides what was on the movies, and I'm not going to go into this long banter, but the same ooze that blinded Daredevil, Matt Murdock, went into the sewers and mutated Splinter and the Turtles. And the foot is like a playoff of the hand. And Splinter is what? What's his
name? A rat.
The playoff of that guy that teaches Daredevil?
Yeah.
What's yeah, I don't know his name, though, but I know
we got it. That wasn't good.
It's Stick.
Stick. Yeah, good trivia. Stick. Good job.
So,
Stick Splinter. I like it.
Yeah.
Still blind.
Since we're talking about, though, what you didn't like in that movie, I will say what I did not like in the first movie, rewatching it. Is and it Justin, ended? Please don't rub your...
Sorry, dude, I can't help it. I can't help it. I know you guys probably can't hear it, but I know Peter
oh,
can.
Oh, they can hear it. He's rubbing his facial hair all over the my problem is when they do that meditation thing and they see Master Splinter in that, like... They had that whole fire scene where, like, Master Splinter talks to him. That was the one part I was like, that's kind of weird. Just because, like, they didn't really talk about it before. It just kind of came out of nowhere. And they just kind of like had to have that part to show that Master Splinter is still alive and to give the Turtles that motivation to come
That's
back.
That's what
to
you
New York City.
Felt was wrong with that movie, was that scene?
No, it's just my least favorite part in that movie.
Because my least favorite part is the end. I hate how they fucking ended it.
Why?
Just because
Splinter shows up and he fights for 2 seconds and then he dies.
That's how badass he is.
He doesn't
the Shredder
die.
Dies.
The Shredder dies.
Why am I saying Splinter?
Shredder doesn't die either.
Yeah. Well, whatever. He fights for like 2 seconds. And then he falls off the roof. And
that's
they,
how
they
good
end the movie.
A mutant rat is.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Dude, he's a master at ninjutsu.
I'm just saying the whole movie, they had all these cool fight scenes and they couldn't have had a better one with him in it.
I still think that was just because of the times and they didn't have the budget to make him better.
I think it was just because they didn't have cell phones.
That's my problem with actually. That's my problem with number one and number two. I hate how they end both of those movies.
Again, I don't think they could do it in number two because only one year.
Shredder basically takes himself out in the second movie. He just.
Oh, in the second movie, we want to talk about that. I had so many problems with that movie because I remember as a kid, I loved it.
I still love it.
I still love it.
I mean, it's up there, but like I just like rewatching it now. I was like, holy crap. Like, the part that they didn't use their weapons, that pissed me off. The part they really don't fight the Shredder, he just destroys himself, which I'm very upset because he survives getting crushed in a freaking garbage
truck. Dude, Casey Jones basically murders him in the first movie.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then he survives somehow, and then he's a super Shredder.
He drowns himself.
No, he doesn't even drown himself, man. He just topples all this wood on top of him, and that supposedly kills him. And
he's in the lake, so I'm assuming he drowned in it.
Not really. The turtles jumped out, which and I thought that was funny.
They jumped out.
They jumped out, and then they all pop up, and like they get up, and like, like they just had like this major battle with him, and they didn't do shit with the super Shredder.
He was only super for like 2 minutes in the whole movie.
That's what I'm saying, dude. If he can survive getting crushed in a garbage truck and he can't survive a whole bunch of sticks just falling on him, that's bullshit.
Dude, how great were the villains, though, in that movie?
Is that lake actually connects to Camp Crystal Lake?
Oh,
Jason got him.
Making sense.
Oh,
no,
man.
He is Jason.
He's Jason.
Oh, he's Jason.
Oh, shit.
He just found a new mask.
Oh, shit.
He's Mikey, so he's like,
I get it.
I'll make a machete.
I'll just make a machete. I get
That's a good tie-in.
I like it.
Thank you.
I got my Star Wars. You get your horror movies.
Yeah. That was good. But so, like, that was one of the many parts that just kind of upset me.
What about the villains?
Like Taka and Razor?
Yeah.
Taka.
Toka? Is it it was
Tonka?
Toka.
Toka.
Toka? Tonka? Yeah.
Like, Toka.
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 Toka. And Razor.
I like when they acted like babies.
Yeah.
But.
Mama! Yeah. See, that's what's great about that movie is just because it's so like lighthearted and there's like all these like silly little jokes. Like that's why I still enjoy it. There's just so much weird shit in it. And so,
dude, it's a movie about Ninja Turtles, like mutated turtles.
But the first—that's what I'm saying. Like, I understand that, but because they had to dumb it down, though, because of the backlash they got in the first movie, which is
I loved it.
Which this is what I find hilarious about that is the first movie made so much money, and that's why they got greenlit for a second one. And yet they decided, like, all right, that one made so much money, we need to change it all up. Like, they don't think they're gonna get that same money again because of the fact that. Or because it was just brand new, maybe like, oh, like everyone like was confused and like didn't know it was going to be so violent.
Well, okay, real quick. What movie do you think had the worst villains?
The remake?
The last one, right?
Yeah, the remake.
The Foot Clan sucked.
Yeah, the mercenary Foot Clan, and then the turtles. Everything sucked about the movie, and I think we'll go about that in the next, in the spoiler one. The spoiler, we're going to do the new Out of the Shadows.
Out of their, So we're these two new ones are, would you separate them from the ones that we watched as kids?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, they're totally separate, but I still like...
I was an adult.
I still like
also separate
them.
The third movie from their lives because some people think it's the worst movie they've ever seen. I personally like it.
We all make mistakes.
Where they go back in time. I
Justin,
love that movie.
You went on my Netflix queue and... purposely got the worst movies ever on there for 2 months straight.
Hey,
you like shitty movies.
I do too. It's okay.
But not the third movie. Not the third Teenage Mutant.
That was hard to watch.
I like it.
I rewatched it.
For me, it wasn't as bad as I remember.
Yeah. Yeah, I will say that.
It wasn't bad.
I will say that. And it got kind of emotional too, which
dude, it's really emotional.
Yeah, the whole part, like, Mikey wants to stay back. And
yeah,
like, no,
Raphael
that.
Nurses that little kid back to life at the end. And
but
Yoshi.
Raphael's a badass. He's not supposed to be, like,
dude, that's why that movie's so good, because it shows a different side of him.
Because everyone knows
this
Raphael
is a Teenage Mutant Soft Shell Turtles.
And plus, Casey Jones is back in it, but you don't know it's him.
Because
no,
he's part Japanese.
He does two parts.
Yeah, he's Japanese.
Which I didn't know that.
That's what I mean. You don't know that it's him.
But I knew he was in the first part, because he's the one that's helping all the... babysit the
he's
the
back
Asians.
In time
I
as
did
well.
Like him trying to teach them hockey
that was great and they didn't want to leave either, so like I got sad too, like let them stay.
And I like how they think April's like some sort of witch.
Well,
she's kind of what she looks.
Second April.
She's a woman.
Yep.
I want to get back to though what Justin was saying though, because he did not like Master Splinter. So thinking about all the
newest
movies,
one, he sucks though.
I know, but that's what you wanted, though, right? You wanted him to move around and do shit. That's what you got in that newest one.
Yeah, but he looks terrible.
Oh, I agree. It's so racist.
No, it's like people wanting to see Yoda fight. There's your Star Wars reference.
Ooh, Evan's right.
Evan
is
on a roll.
I did want to see him do more stuff, but...
But it was too much, though?
The new movie?
Yeah.
No, I just can't get over how he looks in the new movie.
Well, it was so bad in that new movie. I don't know why he lost his hair, and then they gave him that little bun. Like, it's so racist.
He looks
so
terrible. Yeah.
Like all the other movies, yes, they were racist because they made him have the accent of a Chinaman.
Well, he was wearing a gi.
But still, like, I get that. But
he was raised in Japan.
Wait.
Oh yeah, he's an Asian rat.
Yeah.
How are they being racist?
Because of the fact that he okay. See, I'm comparing the newest movie with the old stuff, where I understand the old ones, like he was raised in
just
Japan.
How little they went with him being like from Japan.
Yeah, because there's no reason for him to have that accent and to look like he does in that movie, to have like the Asian bun thing.
He read Japanese books. He read books on martial arts. Yeah. Have you read them?
He's a Japanese.
They're in an Asian accent.
Oh, he's a Japanese rat.
I did not know they're in an Asian accent. That explains everything.
Peter, he's a Japanese rat.
I'm really liking this new movie now.
His master was Japanese and he taught him, so he's a Japanese rat.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The first one's like, I understand, but I mean, it's still kind of racist because like, all right, if you know... Like
maybe
ninjutsu.
That was his master's haircut.
Japan doesn't have rats.
Well, he didn't have that haircut in the in the older movies, though. That's all I'm saying.
His master?
Yeah, he didn't have
Master Splinter's master.
Yeah, but he didn't... And Master Splinter didn't have that bun thing, you know?
I'm talking about the guy that trains
It's
Splinter.
Coming back in style.
Is that what they're trying to do?
Pop culture.
So, all right. So I will say, though, since I brought up the Master Splinter thing, I think the best point, like, and he's actually done like shit, was in that CGI one with the... TMNT, because he actually goes and like fights people and shit. Like he actually moves around because it's animation.
Who was his voice actor in that one?
I don't know, some really Asian guy
in TMNT.
Wow. That's the racist one,
dude. He really is.
I don't even remember him being in that movie at all. I mean, I've seen it a hundred times, but I can't think of Master Splinter in it at all.
At the end of the movie, dude, like everyone fights. All the turtles, April and Casey and Master Splinter all getting on the action is badass.
That's pretty badass. Yeah. That is a good one because it's not an origin story. It's not lighthearted.
No, and that's
they
what
use
I'm
their
saying.
Weapons.
Like, for a kid's movie, like they went like totally in the opposite direction. They went more on the side of like the first Ninja Turtles movie.
Yeah.
I just didn't like the Ninja Turtles in the snow. I'm like, they're cold-blooded.
Well, this is...
Seriously, they'd freeze their
You're talking about the new movie.
Yeah, you're talking about the new... I'm talking about fucking sucks, that. Too,
by the way.
Yeah.
The animated one.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
You guys changing it up on me.
I know there's too many of them.
But I agree. And I think we'll get into that more in the spoiler app.
Well, and for the first one, the very first one.
Yeah.
All right, the first movie. Got it.
Was Master Splinter, like, kept in a birdcage?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because
he was.
Like,
yeah.
It was up. It was elevated.
He was. Like he was mimicking his master in the cage.
And then it fell over the cage.
Because remember all those weird scenes that they had of all the Ninja Turtles being like babies and they were all fighting?
Oh, I thought that was awesome.
That was a good one.
That was cool.
He was in a birdcage. And then if I remember correctly, he's the one who slashed Shredder's face.
He does.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's why he has a vendetta against them.
Yeah. But I find that funny too, because you look at like, okay, when Master Splinter slices his Rokusaki's Shredder, his face, and then you see it later on, dude, they are huge cuts of like these giant claws.
Yeah, he's a rat.
He wasn't mutated then, like,
dude. He used his ninja powers.
Japanese people don't heal.
Yeah.
He
had a little katana.
Remember, he was mimicking his master and doing all the moves.
I know.
Even as a
and you gotta
rat
think,
yeah, as a normal
powers.
Rat.
You gotta
think, had powers.
This was before the 90s. Rats are diseased. It could have just got really infected.
Oh, man.
That's true. Good point.
But there are large cuts. It looks like the normal size Splinter, like normal size, the mutated normal size Splinter, like took his claws and cut his face.
All right, let's talk origin stories, though, for a second. In the new movie, the origin story where April O'Neil is their pets and shit.
Such
that's the worst thing ever.
I didn't mind the whole part that they're laboratory animals and that April saved them, but the fact that like she kind of figures out, oh, I did that, but then
how would she not figure it out if she was the one that did it?
Why did you
think
they look
a little different?
Yeah, why would you think they would grow up to be huge turtles?
Like you said earlier, you see a lot of weird things on the street. You wouldn't be weirded out.
I would not. I would, even here in Denver, I would like, especially around Comic-Con time or Halloween or pretty much any other time, I'd just be like, oh, that's weird. You know, like, but that's cool. I like their costume.
Yeah. You got a sweet shell, buddy.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I touch
like, how
it?
Much? Yeah.
Will you take my picture with him?
I would.
No, not you. I want him.
I want Mikey Angelo.
I don't like you, Orange Band. Who are you?
Yeah.
But yeah, we're going like, how much did you pay for this, man? This is amazing. I can't even see the seams. You know, that's what I would do.
So realistic.
Yeah.
Did it bug anybody else that Domino's was a pizza in the first movie, but the pizza they used to promote it was Pizza Hut?
No, it did not bother me.
I remember that though.
Bugged the shit out of me.
I just liked pizza.
Which pizza company do I follow?
Well, I felt like when they were making the movie,
the Noid.
Well, it's
follow the Noid. Yeah,
it was the same issue though, as when they were doing that. Pizza Hut didn't want in until after it was already done, and that's when like, oh shit, we need to get on this.
But Domino's.
Yeah, so they're the ones that got in it, but that's why Pizza Hut is.
Dude,
in
that
the
first
new
scene in the second movie, that's all like anybody's doing in the first scene for like the first 5 minutes is
eating pizza. Yeah.
Oh. Like the whole first 5 minutes of that movie is like just people
delivering
pizza.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I found hilarious.
Like everybody.
Did you say
people are getting arrested and they're still eating pizza? Okay. And, like,
and then like they like go to make out after they eat some pizza.
Yeah,
like,
it's funny.
It's funny but gross.
They were like portraying pizza like it was like going out drinking.
Yeah, hey, but guys, I did like I watched that though.
It
I was, like,
really
man,
was
I watched...
when you were a teenager.
Yeah, so. I guess so. Yeah. Right after that though, I wanted pizza though, so it got me.
Which, by the way, thanks for getting us pizza for this episode.
Oh, dude,
Peter.
You know I had to.
Yeah,
it was perfect.
We'll probably have to get more pizza next time.
Did you get the right kind of pizza?
No, I did pizza not get, Hut. I did not get.
Damn it!
Or Pizza Hut.
Now,
next time, sorry guys.
I gotta say, for like the 90s, I was really surprised that like this movie really closed the gap between West Coast and East Coast relations. Because I mean, they're from New York, but then they're like cowabunga. And it's
all
like,
right,
you're absolutely. Because
they're
right.
Like they're like surfer bitchin'. Dudes.
All right, yeah.
They were really like surfer like.
Boston Nova.
I don't know.
What's he say after that?
They go in like an alphabetical order.
It's a
What was it? What's the question?
All right.
Remember when they were like tubular. Going back and forth with each other?
Oh, names? I want to say.
Leonardo yeah, they kind of awesome. Go like,
well, that's when they say bitchin', radical.
Bonacious?
No, Donatello says bossa nova. Michael.
Oh, I'm thinking of the first Dude. Movie where.
Bossa nova?
Casey Jones
Chevy Nova.
Oh, or yeah, they're just calling each other names.
Yeah, but they're going in alphabetical order, starting like A through Z.
Yeah. He had some of the worst names that they were calling. It was so dumb, like Gackface. What the hell is Gackface?
Dude, anything with a G.
I just remember my favorite part for Secret of the Ooze.
What's that?
Was when they were trying to figure out which one to fight the ugly one. And they couldn't figure out which one.
Oh, yeah, that, was right. That was funny. See, that's what I'm saying. That's what... That movie had all the funny parts in it, you know, compared to the other one.
And Vanilla Ice was in it, which That's he true. Should have a new. He should have a role in the new movies. I'm just saying he should.
He redid Ninja Metal.
I know.
Redo it.
He did. He did Ninja. He did.
You know what?
He did, but he needed to have a new role with a new rap. They should have done that.
He's heavy metal. Oh, now,
well, did, so
he could do a metal version.
So when they redid, like when they decided to make the sequel, like they put a lot of money into, like, all right, because like I guess for whatever reason the soundtrack was amazing for the first Ninja Turtles. So like, all right,
MC Hammer.
Yeah, so they're like, we need to put even more money into this soundtrack. That's why they got Vanilla Ice to like do a special song.
So they got the white guy. More money. Let's get the white guy.
Yeah.
Fucking A.
I don't know what to say to that, Evan, but
all those movies,
that's Hollywood.
Go,
that's
Ninja, Hollywood. Go, Ninja, go.
All those movies did a good job with the soundtrack, because every time you talk about these movies, you think about these cheesy 90s songs, that's, like I did with Mortal Kombat.
That's just normal, though, for 90s.
Mortal Kombat?
Yeah.
That's great.
I love that movie.
I do have a question, since we didn't really talk about the third movie.
Because it doesn't exist.
So the third movie is when they go in time. But why do you like it so much?
Dude, I don't know. It's a good movie.
Why?
It's a good, solid movie.
Why? Well,
he was talking about it because you see the different emotional capabilities.
I talked about that.
Yeah, exactly. You see the different emotional capabilities.
Okay,
they go back in time. It reminds me. Wait, no. This is a valid point. It reminds me of the video game. And Charles go back in time.
That's true.
And plus... I didn't think it was as bad as everyone else did.
It's kind of bad. At least they use their weapons.
The only thing that is kind of bad about it is their costumes are kind of jacked up.
Oh, those are bad, though.
The samurai outfits. They're not samurai.
I like their samurai outfits over their shitty costumes.
Yeah, that was fine.
Okay.
Their costumes are bad.
I like it whenever they have the samurai costumes.
Well, and that's when Jim Henson didn't do
He died.
Well. Yeah, he died during the second one. They died, but his production company or his creature shop is still open.
No, it pretty much died.
No, it's still open. So
I liked you. Nope, it died too.
So Jim Henson did the costumes for the first two movies, and then they had to go with another one because they cut the budget on the third movie.
Well, and the action is good in it too. It has decent action.
It's got guns.
I would say,
yeah, they have guns. They use their weapons.
I think they probably went a little bit more violent because they actually started using weapons again in the third movie.
And it's okay because it's samurai times.
Racist
Asian
cannon at somebody.
But
a turtle.
I think it was just more like the how people are interacting. Like it's definitely the worst acted movie.
Yoshi,
I kind of have to think about it for a minute.
Like he put his soul.
Worst
over
acting
that
movie,
screen.
I think so.
The
one for the Ninja Turtle,
the first one. The remake.
No
Megan
way.
Fox, she's a terrible actor. She ruins the whole movie.
She's
Did
an
she
actress?
Run in slow motion?
She have a vendetta against her.
Did she run in slow motion?
I hear she does in the next movie.
Okay, Michael Bay's involved.
See, well, and that's probably why I had with those
I don't like
movies.
Michael Bay as a director.
Yeah. I'm still excited to see the next one, but whatever.
And it's not just the explosions. I don't like the up-close, like, rolling around action that he does.
I'm just shocked that because he's just a producer on it. I did not think that was going to happen, yet it still happens.
Yeah, who was the director of that one?
It's the guy that did Battlefield
L.A.
Yeah, Battlefield L.A.
Yeah.
They're trying to go for that gritty, like, Bourne Identity feeling.
That'd be cool, actually,
like,
if they did that.
Like, to get you into it a little bit more, and then they're going to fight Matt Damon.
That would be great. If he's Krang in this next one.
No, you know who is Krang? It's the voice is
Brad Dourif. Please,
it's Brad. Wait,
Brad Dourif, the voice of Chucky.
No.
Bradley Cooper.
No,
hey, we got computers.
Brad
guys.
Pitt.
Brad from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh, the tall guy.
Yeah. He's the voice of Krang.
That's right. Yeah, I don't know his name at all.
Sharkbait. Ooh, ha, ha.
It was supposed to be Fred Anderson reference. From Portlandia.
That's well, who it was supposed to be.
It was supposed to be, but it was a conflict of schedule.
Yeah.
Which was like 2 weeks ago.
Ray's brother.
Yeah. So they were still...
I don't even know his name in the show.
In post-production 2 weeks ago in this movie.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Just doing like lines or what?
Yeah.
Wow.
2 weeks ago. That's insane. Dude,
see, that right there, that worries me.
That, every time that happens, that worries me too.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago from
June. But wait a minute. People have already... They released the international, I think, and people are already talking about it. So it's already been released. So that means... 1 week ago, they were still doing it before they
released. Do you guys really
it.
Care, though? Because I'm still excited because they have the classic villains. I don't care what they sound like. Bebop, Rocksteady, and Krang.
That's cool.
It doesn't even matter.
Baxter. Baxter's
yeah, and Baxter.
I know. Man. You think he's going to turn into the fly? Like that's going to be like the next...
Dude, they should. That'd be so awesome. And then they could have Mondo Gecko show up.
Oh. And who's
Baxter
the trash guy?
Be played by Jeff Goldblum.
That would be great.
Oh shit, that'd be so awesome.
That would have been great.
I think that's they had to get. Evan, they had to get a black guy in this movie. So
it's Tyler Perry.
I know, which is weird. I did not expect
him
that.
As Baxter.
Yeah, that is so weird. Which I didn't know this, but Baxter was in the first remake too. Which I rewatched it and I still didn't see
is
him.
He just
I don't
in the
know
background or some shit.
He
was the other guy who was.
He's just a scientist in the background.
But did they ever tell his name?
No,
though?
They didn't.
I think yeah. It's like remember Spawn the movie? They had all kinds of random characters in that movie, but they were all like in the background and shit.
Did you freak out when you saw Angela's earrings?
Yeah,
I did.
Yeah, I did.
I was like, oh, that's Angela.
I was so excited.
But then that's it.
All right.
Okay, what movie are we talking about?
You don't remember
about?
Spawn?
Spawn.
Oh, we're not talking about Spawn. That's why I was confused.
Well, tie it in. Michael J. White, martial arts master that Peter thinks was in Ninja Turtles 2.
He is. I don't know what master, but he studies it.
Spawn was in Ninja Turtle 2. Tying it together.
Yeah, good job.
Yes.
I'm impressed.
All right. Let's talk about, though, what are you expecting for this next movie, Out of the Shadows?
It's going to be terrible, but I'm so excited about the villains.
I think it's going to be better than the last one.
I agree, because they got a new director now.
Uh-huh.
I have a problem with it still, unless they size those turtles down.
They did,
they
though.
Did.
Can't you tell?
A lot more.
I think they still need to go...
They're still too big.
I think they go smaller still, but they're still
smaller.
Because
remember how big they
were
in the first one? They were gigantic.
Yeah, they're huge.
See, now, like, I feel like...
Like, they could have stepped on somebody and killed them.
I've seen, like, pictures, though, like, where Michelangelo's smaller than, like... Or he's, like, right about, like, Megan Fox's height, and he's smaller than
Casey
Jones.
He's the best character in the movie, in the first movie, and he's the worst turtle of them all.
Casey Jones is not a turtle.
Oh, yeah.
Michelangelo. I'm not a Michelangelo fan.
That's what will bug me about the movie.
Because that's why he's the worst.
I don't like...
I just don't like... That. He's
Stephen
like my least favorite.
Is Casey Jones.
You don't like him?
No. I like my Casey Jones to be... They should have just got a hockey player is what they should have
Yeah.
Wayne
I
Gretzky.
Agree. They should have gotten like a retired hockey player.
No, not a retired one. I mean, he still has
he has to be young and kind of like a teenager and
no,
shit.
I think they should have
brought
back
Do you
back
hear
the
what your guys are saying? Like, this
he
is should
have looked like the... He should have looked like the one, like, the original Dude. Guy.
Well, yeah, long hair. But I think that's why they're trying
John
to go
Carter.
Away from
yeah.
that.
John Carter. Who's the guy who played John Carter? He was Gambit.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah, I know his name, but
dude, they should,
are you just upset something. Because he doesn't have long hair?
Yeah.
So you don't care who it plays though. It's just he needs long hair.
Yeah, he needs to look like the first Casey Jones.
See,
and plus they screwed up Megan Fox's character.
I know
April
you.
Neal.
Okay, we got it, Justin. We got
I'm
it.
I'm sorry, I hate her.
I don't have a problem with Casey Jones, not at all. Like I think it's fine. I think it's a new spin on it. It's okay.
Actually, I never liked Casey Jones in the first place.
Really?
All together. Really?
Never liked him.
You're I like Casey person. Jones.
Well, it's because I loved April so much, and he was always in the way.
All right. That,
Regardless,
that
competition.
All right. Yeah, he was. I always wanted Raphael to really fuck him up.
But do you think there's too many villains? I mean,
no.
Bebop, Rocksteady, and Krang.
And Shredder.
And Shredder.
See, that's what I'm wondering how they're going to tie it all together.
That's a lot of shit going on.
See, and that's what I'm worried about.
I don't like it whenever they
watch
add
an
too
Avengers
many...
movie.
Dude, I didn't like Avengers.
But even then, it's still like it's one person, a whole bunch of henchmen. You know? That's why it's okay. This one, there's actually like all these different people that are kind of like bad guys.
Well, no, think about it. Think about it.
Bebop
Krang controls Shredder. Shredder controls the Foot Clan. Wait,
we don't know how they're going to interact in this movie.
If you've read the comic books, we already know
know how it's going to happen in this movie.
Krang is going to show up from outer space with something on how to stay alive like he does. He's going to have this serum so that he can stay young forever.
The anti-mutagen?
Have you ever read
the anti-mutagen's going to be in this one.
Is this the new one or the old one?
Yeah, the new ones.
See, I don't know the new ones.
So he shows up and he has a serum that's been keeping him alive.
Okay.
Forever.
We don't need to talk about that.
Anyways, that's what they're going to go with, I'm guessing.
That's why, I don't know, because this one, they're blending the cartoons into this with, like, they have so much to pull from that I have no idea.
They're coming from Dimension X.
I'm sure they're doing that, yeah.
Think they're going to have those little dudes that fly around in the cars?
The oh, yeah. I forgot what those were. You know, those elf people.
Yeah.
What I predict is a reboot in, like, 3 years.
Me too.
Again?
So, probably. Me too.
They're going to be like, I predict you know
it because people
up.
Don't like it.
Yeah. See, I don't know, though, but this one already got a green light.
People are going to go see it because it's a nostalgia factor, but they still don't like it. It's like Transformers. But, they're going to reboot that when they're done with that shit.
Here's the thing, though, but they kept on going on Transformers, though, even though those movies
they got
sucked,
worse.
Yeah. Yet people kept on spending money to go see it. And so that's the thing. If people go and spend
money. But when
money
the new one comes
movie,
out, will you go see it?
No, I haven't seen a Transformer movie in a long time.
I'd go see it.
Okay. I've seen them.
But Megan Ninja
Fox
Turtles
is in
movies?
It.
Is this is Ninja Turtle movies and like Ghostbuster movies. I will probably go see every single one that comes out. I don't care.
And I remember.
See, that's it. That's why people will go see them because they don't care. Well, they're just like, oh, this is my childhood. I need to go see
it. So that's what I'm saying, though.
They could make as many shitty of these as they want.
That's what I'm saying.
People will still go see them.
As long as it makes money in this one
and
they
I'll
go
be there
over,
first and center with my $20 exactly. saying, let me in.
And so if they make more than what they paid for this, they're going to green light another one. That's what's going to happen. So.
This is Nickelodeon's cash cow right now.
Kind of, but like. Their cartoon they have on the show like on
no,
their
dude.
Station
what about
is way better.
Mighty
than
Morphin
movies.
Power Rangers. That shit looks awesome. Have you guys seen the new Power Rangers?
Oh jeez.
That looks awful. Yeah. They should just make them all Megan Foxes.
We're not talking about that. Jeez.
What the fuck happened?
Justin, I swear, everyone I'm here with just likes to go off and talk about other things.
I'm sorry.
That's why I'm here because I gotta bring everyone back.
Okay, Ninja Turtles. Okay, back to reality. Okay. Megan Fox, I think she's a good April. Fuck you, Justin.
All right.
The challenge has been dropped.
Let's do a YouTube clip and like have you two fight.
But one thing I remember clearly is when the last movie came out, I went to go see it and I came here afterwards and we had a heated argument about it because you hated it and I loved it.
I know.
What, the first movie?
So I think we're going to have a heated argument
remake?
In the next episode.
The CGI one.
So
are we talking about the CGI one or the remake?
The remake.
So you loved the
new one. I liked it. I thought it was great.
And I remember even you told me like...
I didn't like it.
Oh, but you just told me to go see it though.
Yeah, I just said you have to see it because...
I liked it and that goes back to Peter's
You have to
point.
See it.
It's a Ninja Turtle movie and I'm going to take it for what it is and I'm going to love it.
See,
I liked it, but I have big problems. I can't get over how big they are.
Yeah, and that's why I'm excited that they scaled them down more.
I would enjoy that movie a whole lot better if they just scaled them down.
Like
the same
lie.
Movie,
I agree.
And they just scaled them down.
I think you guys are both right, though. I bet like after this, they stop, they're going to reboot this. Because I think they're so big. I mean, they fucking got a porn parody. They had their own live show.
Throw that in.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I got to keep on bringing back to that. But and also the live show, man. Like those franchises, like, dude, they stick around, man. Like,
yep.
Like my 30 years, like they've been around my whole life.
Yeah.
And they keep on coming and they keep on bringing out new shows. Like, it's fucking amazing. And I still watch it.
Yeah, there's new cartoons. Every time they end one, they reboot it.
Yeah.
Bring it back, do something different.
That's why, like, I just, like, just like Spider-Man, like, this is going to keep on getting rebooted. So,
until people stop watching.
Cartoons.
Yeah, when it was actually just drawing.
Like the original.
Yep.
Turtles.
So if they remade this movie as a cartoon,
Evan would be all over it.
Yep.
It's a new age, Evan.
I don't like change.
I'll do a Kickstarter and make, like, I'm going to draw the Ninja Turtles. I'm going to make a flip book.
It's going to be the same
Dude,
movie.
A lot of those Kickstarter things, Ninja Turtle ones, are pretty good.
I hope you guys
like the Kickstarter
figures.
Ninja Turtle movies that they were, like the fan-made ones.
Oh, yeah. I've seen a couple of
Wait,
those.
What?
The fan-made Ninja Turtle movies.
I only know about the Casey Jones movie.
That looks dumb.
I watched it. It's not bad.
Oh, I don't like Casey Jones.
They had Krang in that one.
Oh, really?
It's weird.
Weird.
They have like that Foot Clan one, which is pretty good. I can't think of.
They had that realistic Raphael one where he was fighting in the apartment.
Yeah.
All right. Well, after this, you guys.
Yeah, they have some good ones.
Yeah. Did we cover all the movies?
Yeah, we did. I mean, we didn't really. I mean, yes, we did. We talked about H1 briefly or somewhat. So, I mean, any last thoughts? Anything that we did not talk about?
The turtle van.
In the new one? I think we're going to talk a lot about it in the next one, like the newest movie.
I'm pretty excited about how they're bringing all that stuff from the cartoon, though.
In the movie. Yeah. Me too. I think
Turtle Blimp.
That's what you're waiting for?
That needs to make a comeback.
Oh, yeah. Are they going to have a Technodome in it?
They are.
Well,
yep.
It's like that floating one.
Yeah, but still,
it still looks like it, though.
They made a playset.
And I would like to see Pizza Monsters.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
That would be awesome.
I you know what I hope? You know that samurai bunny? I hope they have that.
I will fucking leave. I fucking hate that goddamn samurai bunny.
He's been around the same time as long as the turtles have.
Well, a little bit longer. I mean, no, not longer, but a little bit shorter. But I just find it so funny that in the cartoon when that came on, that's when Evan's like, fuck this shit. I'm done with this show. Bunny.
I mean, it was all like, what, tortoise or the hare? I don't want to pick.
I guess what I don't get, Evan, is that you're okay with like having some mutant turtles and a rat and other mutants, but then as soon as there's a bunny, you're like, no.
Yeah.
I draw the line.
Wait a minute. Let's talk about this for a minute. Evan, why don't you like the Ninja Turtles?
Huh?
I know you don't really like Ninja Turtles.
I grew up. Yeah. I stopped having cable so I couldn't watch them anymore.
And
it wasn't even on cable.
But you sit around and you watch anime.
Huh?
But you grew up.
Yeah.
We're not talking about this. This is off the
subject. I'm just throwing it out there. Like,
his taste just changed. I mean,
that's all right. I was just trying to figure out why he doesn't like it.
Well, he told us who his favorite one was.
Yeah, so he still has that nostalgia a little bit, but he just doesn't watch it anymore. He's not diehard.
That's all right.
Like, there was kids like me who was obsessed with it. Like, I woke up, ate, slept, drank. Thought about Ninja Turtles when I was a kid.
Dude, every Saturday, you'd wake up, pop out of bed, so excited for the new episode.
Oh, yeah. And even if it was a bad one, still
I watched
a remake.
But first it was Ninja Turtles.
Or a rerun.
Then it was X-Men. Yeah. And then what came on after
X-Men?
You had
to bounce between
think
Fox
of what
and
came
CBS
on.
To watch them. But...
Oh, dude, there were so many different things that
I was just trying to think of, like, if you watched, kept it on the same channel... It was Ninja Turtles, then X-Men.
Yeah, but
and
it switched
then,
networks
like,
for a while.
Or something stupid.
No, and then I think Batman.
Maybe Batman.
Yeah, Batman. I keep on thinking about Gargoyles, though, right now.
Oh, Gargoyles? That was on.
That was on. I think because it spanned for so long that like there's tons of different shows that were always bumped up next to it.
I mean, I grew up with Thundercats.
Oh.
So I love Thundercats.
So.
See, although that's a time frame that kids don't have these days. You don't have Saturday morning cartoons.
They suck.
They got whole stations that are nothing but cartoons.
Do you know what time Ninja Turtles is on?
It's horrible.
Ninja Turtles is on Sunday at 10:30 in the morning. Sunday. Who watches cartoons
now?
Sunday morning? Yeah.
Which ones? Like
the new
reruns?
Ones? No, the new ones.
On Nickelodeon?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I have them all. Recorded.
Nice.
On your DVR? What?
See, no. How do you want it?
VHS.
All right, deal. In a turtle van?
Okay.
The real reason I don't like Ninja Turtles is because when I was little...
Did you get raped by Ninja Turtle?
No. Someone told me they were going to sell me a blimp.
Oh,
a life-size blimp for Ninja Turtles. And I gave him $5. It never came through.
All your reasons are because of outside factors.
That involve Ninja Turtles.
I know, but...
Like, I'm out.
Hey. I had a time... Like, my worst experience is that I was a dumb kid. And
were you raped too?
No. No. But I had the coolest probably Ninja Turtle action figures were like the movie ones. I thought they were so cool.
Oh, the movie ones are the coolest.
Yeah. Even though they didn't really like they were just like all like rubber and like they didn't really bend. You just move their arms and they just fold in. But I had this like pit in my backyard and I buried all of them because I made these like little tunnels and shit. And I put them in there and like I think I had like pretend like there was a cave in. And then I think my mom like called me like it's dinner time. I was like, okay. And then, you know, I was a dumb kid, I forget. And then like weeks later, I'm like, where are my turtles?
You know,
and
that's never find them. That's funny because all of my Ninja Turtles and G.I. Joes are buried in my old backyard. Did we could probably still go unbury them if you want to go like...
Wait, should we go unbury toys?
I know where they're buried.
Were
because...
you pissed off though? Man, I was so upset. You know why I was so upset?
They died during battle, so I had to bury them, and they couldn't come back to life, so
Mine, they could have been resurrected, because they were just trapped, in a mine, I could have gone find them, but I could never find them. And, but then my issue was usually when I got upset and I lost my toys, usually I just go get new ones. And I couldn't get these. I could not find them anymore.
Or you traded them?
Yeah.
Did you ever trade your toys for a stupider toy? You grow up as an adult, you're like, man, that was a stupid trade.
I always got better toys.
I still have my Ninja Turtles.
You're a good trader. I traded Mortal Kombat guidebooks for Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, my friend had Buzz Lightyear, the cool one, not the little
one. The dark one with the wings expanded?
Yep. Oh, yeah, and I was like, man, I'll trade you these two books God and, like,
damn, we're old.
This toy. We're only 30.
Exactly.
Yeah.
31 and 32 now.
You 32 now?
Justin?
Almost.
Almost. Oh, okay, so.
At the end of the month.
Yeah, so we're getting up there. Yeah,
that's why we're watching Ninja Turtle porno now.
Oh, man.
Because we're old enough. Because
we can't do that, yes.
We're not going to talk about that.
All right, well.
Did you learn from the porno?
Yeah.
It's that turtle's jizz green ooze.
It's pretty bad at the end.
Do those people turn mutated?
Because of the jizz?
Yeah.
Ooh, man.
Well, I guess we'll have to find out from the follow up.
The sequel.
Is that our
Secret of the Jizz?
So find out next week when we review and spoil
Secret of the Jizz.
All right, Peter, favorite one.
Favorite movie? It has to be the first one.
The first one?
I was thinking
about what? I want to add on that. Favorite one and least favorite character.
Ninja Turtles in general?
Ninja Turtles in general.
As a franchise?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
cartoon and everything?
Okay.
Cartoon and everything.
Okay, well, my favorite one is...
Michelangelo.
We're talking about movies.
Oh, we're talking about characters? What are we doing?
Well, I thought we were doing favorite movie
and then least favorite character.
Okay, so my favorite movie is the first movie, by far.
Okay.
And then my least favorite character... Ah, dude, that's tough. Go around and everyone do that, and I'll come back and I'll think about it.
Okay. I'm still thinking about my least
favorite one.
But you can do the movie pretty fast.
I like the fourth movie the best. I think it had the best story. I think it was a well-written
TMNT.
Movie. TMT.
Not the remake.
Yeah.
Okay.
Least favorite character is, how do you say it? Fugitoid? I hate that fucking robot.
That's how they started.
Oh, professor that's trapped in that robot?
Okay. I get the Dimension X stuff, but they dragged that on so long because of that little fucker.
I mean, I know why they did, but we won't get into that.
Yeah. No, me too, but it's stupid. He's dumb. Carry on.
I gotta say my favorite one.
We all know your
favorite of the Ooze.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
Wow.
All right.
Because, that's just fun.
It was.
Evan loves fun movies.
I do. And then I gotta say, the one character I hate the most is the fucking Samurai Bunny.
I know.
What's his name?
Fucking Samurai Bunny. Fuck.
Miyamoto Usagi.
Ooh.
I figured out my thing.
Kimusabi.
You want me to go?
Huh?
You can circle around.
Justin.
But my favorite, it's a tie. I like number one and Secret of the Ooze equally the same.
Okay.
I mean,
you could just make it one movie?
Yeah. I can watch it back to
double
back.
Double feature, yeah.
I've double feature it. Least favorite character? I don't know.
All right, I'll go.
Triceratons?
No, I like
the Triceratons.
But here, you think about it. My least favorite, and this is from the live action show, The Next Mutation, the fucking,
Venus.
Pretty much... Venus, I didn't like. That's the
favorite character that we were thinking about.
But also,
the girl, Turtle.
Like the mutated Shredder or whatever the fuck that guy was, that dragon guy.
Oh, yeah.
Venus.
His villain guy in that show was dumb.
Yeah, Venus.
That whole show almost ruined the Ninja Turtles for me. Let's
yeah,
put
just,
it that
just
way.
Don't even watch it.
Yeah,
that almost
Venus
ruined
is,
the Ninja Turtles.
Is my least favorite character.
Venus.
The girl Turtle. That ruined the whole Turtle boobs.
The Come turtle boost. Yeah.
What if Megan Fox was Venus?
It'd be better.
Would you? You think that'd be better?
I could watch that.
I'd still hate it.
Just not her as April O'Neil.
I still wouldn't like it because I don't like her, but. All right. Well, this is good stuff, guys. Thank you for coming on. I hope everyone enjoys this episode.
I'm not coming on anything, especially after that Ninja Turtle porn.
Thank you for being here.
Please go away.
Go home now.
Do the usual stuff. We got our first email from Alex Murphy.
Oh, what? RoboCop?
Yeah.
That name sounds so familiar.
He felt so bad for us because no one's emailed us, and he finally did. So let's just throw that out there again.
Do you think it was an automated email from him? I mean, he's a robot.
Yeah, exactly. So it's
like it was spam.
Maybe.
Do you think that was a hint to do a RoboCop movie?
Maybe. I don't know. He didn't say anything about that, though.
There are no B movies of RoboCop.
If he really wants that,
dude. Yes, there are.
No, Detroit actually happened. Look, have you seen the future, man?
Have you seen the other RoboCop movies?
The third one?
No, there's actually more than.
Well, they had a TV series.
That was a TV series.
Yeah, but they also had other movies that were shitty.
So wait, guys. I'm trying to wrap this up. So let me just throw this out there. If RoboCop really wants an episode about RoboCop, he needs to send another email. But our email is B-Movies and Beyond. And if you want to request any movies, you just want to talk about a whole franchise like we did in this one, or talk about any movie at all, let us know. Because for me personally, I'll fucking watch anything, you know. You want me to watch some porno like the Ninja Turtle parody? I will watch that.
Which apparently we all did.
Yeah. What's up, Rabin? I will report back on it. So just throwing it out there, use that Facebook.
Spoiler alert.
The email, bmoviesandbeyond@gmail.com. You can find us on iTunes. Rate us on that. That helps us find more listeners. Same thing with Facebook. Find us on there and talk to us there. Yeah.
Thanks for coming, Ryan and Justin. Always a pleasure to have you on.
Yes.
Justin's not
guys.
Paying attention.
He's reading his Ninja Turtle
book. I'm reading a Ninja Turtle book now.
They're trying to wrap this up, Justin.
I got sidetracked, all right?
I like how this whole four-person thing, but I think there's a lot of talking over one another, so we need to work on that. But,
it might be easier if we just talk about one movie versus, you know, five.
That's what they usually do.
It'll be next time. So, let's do a Cowabunga!
Cowabunga!
Bunga.
Oh, wait, what do they say now? Booyakasha.
That's from the cartoon.
Oh, my God.
Turtle time.
Turtle power.
All right. Pew, pew, pew.
Pew, pew, Teenage pew, pew, Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Ninja rap.
Oh, wait. You.
Heroes in a half show.
Go, ninja. Go, turtle ninja. Power. Go, ninja. Go.
Oh.
Yeah, okay, go.
Ten flips. I made another funny.
Yes, you did.